There's a very long question here now about Burma, Myanmar, and I'm not going to answer it just because it's kind of a never-ending conversation, or you know, how to save the world from people who are crazy and ignorant. So again, just coming back to that idea, we can't. One is we have to realize that when we see things on the news or people tell us things, it's always not a sure thing that that's what's exactly happening. We really have to go there or know for ourselves. And two, we can only really take responsibility for ourselves. So, you know, if the Buddha really set that example, he spoke out in the suttas against war, and there was going to be a big battle between his homeland and a neighboring state over water rights, and the Buddha recommended they don't fight, they don't go to war. But when they did, he didn't intervene. He didn't try to stop them. You would think that, well, he's the Buddha, you know, he can take his psychic powers and go fly out over the battlefield and make everybody stop fighting. But that wasn't what happened. And so really our duty is to set the example. And the world belongs to Mara. The world is the realm of death. And this is, it's always just going to be, there's always going to be pain. It's always going to be unsatisfactory in this way. It's not condoning bad things that happen in the world, but it's doing what we can in ourselves, the sila, samadhi, panya, the practice, doing what we can to set an example, doing what we can to get the message of peace and understanding out there. But that's all we can do. At a certain point, we have to say, we have to be rest content saying, I did everything I could. And that's good. That's good to do everything we can. That's so much better than just bemoaning a situation or complaining endlessly about it to everybody who is around us. Also, as a side note, that's like why people request, we don't go and talk Dhamma to anybody. We actually only speak when it's requested. So it's the same with anything, not just with Dhamma. So with the world or politics or anything, it's nice to not speak to somebody about it unless they ask you about it. That then it'll be more efficacious as well. So if somebody really wants to know what you have to say about it, they'll ask. But please, it's very good to make a practice of not proselytizing in that sense either. So very, very kind of important to apply the Dhamma to situations like this.